Here's something you may believe, but which just isn't so. A lot of people have the idea that anyone who serves in the Michigan legislature gets free, top-notch health care for life. Many of the people who think that's true are now happy because they're also under the impression that this is now over. Aren't you glad that they at least voted to end their lifetime health care benefits? I was asked this week. Even the governor contributed to the confusion the other night, praising the Michigan House for passing a bill that eliminates lifetime health care benefits for lawmakers who serve a mere 6 years. Now here's the reality. First of all, the legislature hasn't finally passed anything yet. True, the House Monday did pass a bill ending health care benefits by a near unanimous 103-1 vote. But before they did, the Democratic leadership went back on their word and made it so it only applies to members elected in the future. Anybody serving now keeps what they have. And the state Senate hasn't even taken up the bill. We don't even know if they will. It might just die and nothing would change. There's another flawed assumption, too. The notion that all lawmakers get free health care for life. That isn't true either. The other day I heard from a lawmaker who's in her last term and had the guts to say the truth on the record. State Representative Marie Donegan of Royal Oak is completing her third and final term. Before getting elected to the legislature, she was a landscape architect for the city of Farmington Hills. She said, "I know there's a widespread belief that legislators get free lifetime health care. Even we legislators repeat it, even though we know it's not true. What they are eligible for is coverage once they're 55, which is exactly what Donegan is now. The way it works is that most of the costs are borne by the legislative retirement system, the state, in other words. The retiree pays 10%, plus prescription co-pays. That's a pretty sweet deal," she admits, and thinks it ought to be modified. "I think addressing the premiums makes sense. Is 90% too much for the state? Should the co-pays be higher?" She thinks so. But losing those benefits at her age would be a real handicap for Donegan, who's not rich. She said, "I chose to give up my retiree health care from Farmington Hills to work for the state. If my state health care is repealed, I'll have to start over again." However, she's aware of political realities, and her husband is running for her term-limited seat. So she said, "I'll just vote for whatever gets put on the voting board. I just know that when it comes down to it, repealing free lifetime health care will be easy, because that's not what we have now." It doesn't now appear that she will lose any benefits, and I'm fine with that. Donegan never became a legislative star or even a committee chair, but has been a hard-working lawmaker. And she told me, "I believe that all people should have access to good health care and that no one should lose their benefits." What always surprises me is that everybody else doesn't think so, too.